First of all, of course, I brought greetings from the saints in Toronto.
首先我带来在多伦多圣徒们的问安。
Particularly the young people.
尤其是在年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Particularly some of the young people had been to Toronto, and you know some of the youth in Toronto.
尤其是你们到过多伦多，你都跟他们有认识的。
So they specifically mentioned that you send the greetings to the young people.
他们特别吩咐我把他们的问安带到你们中间。
Let us read from the word of the Lord.
我们首先看主的话。
Let us first turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
我们先来看路加福音第十章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 10.
我们看路加福音第十章。
Excuse me, this is a Bible I borrowed, and I'm having difficulty flipping the pages.
这本圣经是我借来的，所以你看到我翻的比较有点时间。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, we read from verse 38 to 41.
我们从第三十八节开始念，念到四十二节。As Jesus and his
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by the preparations that had to be made.She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister left me to do the work all by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
第三十八节说，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接她到自己家里。她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大事后的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事情思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Shall we have a little short word of prayer?
我们再来一个简短的祷告。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us together.
主啊，我们感谢你聚集在我们在今天早上聚集在一块儿。
Will you speak to our heart this morning through your word?
但愿指着你的话，把你的话说到我们的心里面。
And take away our heart towards you.
让我们的心专一的对向你。
Lord, we just pray that we commit this passage into your hands.
主啊，我们愿意把这段你的话放在你的手中。
And may your Holy Spirit speak to each and every one of your hearts through these words.
愿你的圣灵说到我们心里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
And I believe this is a fairly familiar passage that we all know very well.
我相信这段圣经对你们都不是陌生的。
And this here it speaks of a family that the Lord visits quite a few times.
这里说到一个家，主耶稣访问这个家好多次。
And this is the family of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
这个家就是马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路的家。
And in the New Testament, when we read, we at least three times it mentioned the Lord visited this home.
在新约里面，记载主耶稣起码有三次进到这个家里面。
And one of the times that we all remember very well was that Jesus went there and raised Lazarus.
但我们记得主耶稣进了这个家，把拉撒路从死里面复活。
You remember when Lazarus was ill?
你也记得拉撒路病了。
And I believe Martha was the elder sister. She sent for the Lord to come.
我相信马大是个姐姐，她去叫主耶稣来。
And she sent word said, the one whom you love is sick.
她当时说，你所爱的病了。
And the Lord, for some reason, stayed where he was for another 2 days.
主耶稣在那边住了一两天。
By the time he got to Bethany,
当他到巴达尼的时候。
And Lazarus was dead for 4 days.
拉撒路在那天已经死了四天。
And Martha went to meet the Lord himself.
马大来到主耶稣的面前。
And she said, the Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died.
马大说，主啊，如果你早来这边，我的弟弟不会死。
And even now, if you ask of God, he will give you anything you ask.
但如果你问神什么事情，神都会让你得到。
And the Lord answered and said that I am the resurrection and the life.
主耶稣，我是复活的主。
He who believes in me, even if he dies, he shall live.
就算死了，他必复活。
And Martha said, Oh yeah, I believe that on the day of resurrection.That we will see our brother again.
马大说，我相信在复活那一天，我一定看到我的兄弟。
So I believe that you remember that quite clearly.
我相信你们都记得这个故事。
And the second time was recorded in John chapter 12.
第二处在约翰福音十二章。
There they mentioned about Mary anointed the Lord Jesus himself.
你知道玛利亚膏了主耶稣。
She came and she had carried with her.The very precious, pure nard.
他带来一个很贵重的加拿大那个香膏。
And she wiped the feet of our Lord Jesus.
他用他的油擦主耶稣的脚。
And she dried Jesus' feet with her hair.
而且他用他的头发擦主耶稣的脚。
And that the pure nard was very expensive.
你知道那边很纯的很贵重的香膏。
And it speaks of it was 3 denarii.
他说值了30两银子。
And that is equivalent to almost 1 year of salaries.
当时等于相当一般工人一年的薪水。
So we see that this family loves our Lord Jesus Christ.
你看到这个家实在爱耶稣。
And the Lord loves this family also.
而且主耶稣也很爱这个家。
And we have a sense that whenever Jesus was close to Bethany,
当每次主耶稣靠近伯大尼的时候
she went to Bethany to visit this home.
她来到伯大尼就是来看这个家。
And I believe that the Lord feels at home when she goes into this house.
我相信主耶稣来到这个家一定觉得很在真的他的家里面一样。
Today we wanted to look at this particular event.The Lord visited his home.
我们今天特别来看到我们刚刚读的路加福音这段故事。
And it mentioned that the Lord and his disciple were on their way.
当时主耶稣跟他的门徒正在路上的时候。
And they came to this village.
他来到这个村庄。
And they went into this house.
他来到这个家。
And a woman named Martha opened her home and welcomed them in.
这个女人叫马大，她把他们接到她自己的家里面来。
Now, we do not know that whether the Lord had told them ahead of time, said, I'm going to be visiting your home.
我们不知道主耶稣有没有预先跟他们说我要来看你们。
Maybe the Lord just visited them like a surprise visit.
好像主耶稣来到他家里面好像一个惊奇这样子。
But if you read that, you find that, oh, Martha was thinking, oh, this is a big event.
你看到马大觉得这个是很大的事情。
The Lord came to my house.
他说主啊来到我的家里面。
So she felt that, oh, I have to do a lot of things.
他觉得他应该做很多的事情。
At least I would have to feed them properly.
我起码要让他们吃得很好的。
Or maybe I have to put them up for the night.
我要准备把他们安顿下来。
So there's the Lord Jesus himself.
你看到他主的自己。
And his disciples.
还有他的门徒。
Now we don't know whether there's any other people were in a group also.
我们不知道当时他们还有别的人在那边。
But even so, we feel that there's at least more than 10 people all of a sudden come into Martha's house.
我们觉得起码当时有10个人左右突然间来到他的家里面。
And from what we read in the Bible, we know that Martha,It's like, it's what we said that she probably was the elder sister.
我们相信马大是个比较年长一点的姐姐。
And being an elder sister, she appeared to be the one that would take charge.
你看到马大是大姐姐的，所以她是主导了这个事情。
And she's also a very hospitable person.
你知道她很好客的一个人。
Whenever people come to her house,
他们来到她家里面。
She has to make sure that they will be fed properly.
她一定希望他们能够他们吃得好。
And maybe, you know, maybe she's probably one of those, you know, brother and sister, you know, that they would know every detail of the other people.
他们好像我们中间很多弟兄姊妹，他们很理解他的客人的每一个细节。
Perhaps, you know, she knows the birthday of, you know, many of the brothers and sisters.
他们可能知道有一些弟兄姊妹也是哪一天生日的。
And she knows that whenever there's a sister or brother has some needs, she wanted to go and help.
好像他们听到弟兄姊妹有什么需要，他会马上去帮忙他们。
For example, she would cook, you know, for someone who's sick.
好像有人病倒了，他们会跟他们煮菜送到他们那边去。
And she would probably visit them in the hospital.
可能他们到医院里面看望他们。
So she's a very kind-hearted.
他们心里面很柔性。
A very loving person.
还蛮有爱的一个人。
And she probably is also one that she wanted things to be perfect.
她好像有一个人希望那个什么事情都做得很好的，很对的。
She wanted everybody to feel very well treated.
她愿意每个人都觉得他们就会很好的受到接待。
So this time when Jesus came to their house,
但这次主耶稣来到他们的家里面。
And all of a sudden, I'm just using my own imagination a little bit.
我现在用我们的幻想来看看这个图画。
So she remembers, oh, Peter likes the broiled fish.
可能彼得喜欢那个烧的鱼。
And John wanted his bread, just, you know, a little bit brown.
可能约翰希望他的面包有一点烤得黑一点。
And James, you know, probably likes the certain type of vegetables.
可能雅各喜欢吃某种蔬菜。
And perhaps, you know, Andrew, he likes a very soft mattress.
可能安德烈希望很软的一个床铺。
So when this company of more than 10 people all of a sudden drop into her house.
你可以想到突然间有一班好像有十个人来到她的家里面。
So immediately she has to spring into action.
所以马上呢她要做很多事情。
She has to cook.
她要煮菜。
Or maybe she has to clean the house first.
她可能要先把家里面清洁好。
And she has to get ready all the bedding supplies.
可能把十几个人的床铺要预先弄好。
And then their favorite food.
他们喜欢吃什么菜。
And we don't know what time that Jesus dropped into her house.
我们不知道耶稣什么时间来到他的家里。
Perhaps it was just before supper.
可能就是吃晚餐前的时候。
So we see that Martha was running around.
所以你看到马大是忙得一团团转。
And she was thinking, oh, what am I supposed, you know, what should I do first?
她在这中间想，我应该做什么事情先。
And obviously she realized she doesn't have enough time to do all the things right.
所以她马上看到她没有足够的时间做好每一个事情。
But then when she passed, you know, the living room,
当她经过那个她的客厅的时候，
she found that Jesus was speaking there.
你看到主耶稣当时在说话。
And all the disciples were sitting around him and listening to him.
当时他的门徒就坐在旁边，就听他讲话。
But then, you know, she also noticed that her sister Mary was also sitting among them.
她又看到她的妹妹玛利亚也坐在那边听主耶稣说话。
And all of a sudden, you know, she just had enough.
马上她觉得，哎呀，这个事情怎么会这样子呢？
And she probably, and we know that, you know, this family was, from what we read in the Bible, this family was probably fairly well-to-do.
我们读这个圣经里面知道这个家实在是很会接待的。
比较富。
可能要比较富有的。
They probably have servants, you know, serving them.
可能还有佣人可能帮助他们。
But perhaps on that day, the maid called in sick.
可能他当天那个佣人可能病倒了。
And she tried to look for Lazarus.
啊，可能她找这个拉撒路。
And Lazarus was nowhere to be found.
啊，拉撒路找不到了。
And then she tried to look for Mary.
她就看到啊，看找玛利亚了。
Mary wasn't in the kitchen.
玛利亚不在厨房。
And Mary wasn't doing any work in the gas rooms.
啊，玛利亚也不在那个客厅里面，在那个房间里面做什么事情。
And she found that Mary was sitting by the feet of our Lord Jesus.
看到玛利亚坐在主耶稣的脚前。
And you notice that Martha is also someone fairly outspoken.
你看到马大也觉得很把说话说出来的一个。
And she speaks from her heart.
她从心里面说话。
Even to the Lord himself.
就算她对主要这样说。
So she came up to our Lord Jesus.
说她来到主的面前。
And she said, Lord, do you not mind that my sister had left me doing all the servings?
他就问主耶稣说你不在意吗、我的妹子楼下来让我一个人在伺候你们
And why don't you just send her to me and give me some help
为什么你不把她、请她来帮忙吩咐她来帮忙我一下
Now this is actually a polite way of blaming our Lord Jesus、
这个是很有礼貌的但是埋怨主耶稣了
In reality she's saying to the Lord
在实际上面她对主怎么说呢
She said Lord how can you be so insensitive
主啊，你为什么那么没有这样感觉呢
？Look at me, I'm running around like a chicken with a head cut off.
哦，你看到我好像那个鸡没有头的这样跑来跑去。
I'm pulling my hair to get things ready.
我是很用力的把事情弄好。
And you know, you were sitting there, and you saw my sister sitting right before your feet.
但是你看到我的妹子坐在你的脚前。
Why don't you just send her to help me?
为什么你把叫她去帮我忙？
Tell her to go into the kitchen and start cutting the onions.
叫她去厨房把那个洋葱弄好。
You know, oftentimes we are just like Martha.
好的时候我们好像马大一样。
And we would, because of, you know, so many things happening.
很多事情正在发生当中。
And when we are stressed.
当我们有压力的时候。
Oftentimes we blame the Lord.
很多时候我们就向主来埋怨了。
And we say, Lord,
他说主啊
，How can you be so insensitive?
为什么你这样好像没有感觉的样子
？You see that I'm in such a dire distress.
你看到我们在这个这么大的压力底下。
I have been sick. I've been praying to you, but it seems like you've done nothing.
好像我病倒了，我在你面前好好祷告，但是好像你没有听到。
I'm out of a job for so long.
好像我没有工作很久了。
How can you not feel that you know I'm in such a dire distress？
你看到好像你没有感觉到我这样这么大的压力。
And you see that I'm serving you by myself。
你看到我一个人在这边服侍你。
And many brothers and sisters were just sitting around doing nothing。
其他的弟兄姊妹好像坐在那边什么都没有做。
Why don't you send them to help me？
为什么你不派他们去帮助我？
Now we have to not to point finger too much at Martha herself.
我们现在不要把手指头指在马大。
And we thought that oh Martha is one that is a very worldly.
好像这个马大这边太担心了。
But actually Martha is a solid Christian.
但是马大是个很好的基督徒。
And from what we have you know just read about.When Jesus raised Lazarus,
当我们知道当主耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活的时候
，She believed that if the Lord was there, her brother would not have died.
她知道说如果主在那边，她的弟弟不会这么死去。
And she also believed that if the Lord asked the Father would give him anything he asked.
他知道只要主问他的父神，神就会给他所有他要求的。
And she also believes that in the last day, the Lord will raise the dead.
在末后的日子，主耶稣要求他也知道一切都是从死里复活。
And she even said that you are the Son of God.
他要说你是神的儿子。
So Martha is actually a very solid Christian.
你看他马大实在是个很好的基督徒。
But Martha is not exempted from being stressed out because of all the pressures around her.
但是玛利亚在周围很多忙乱的事情，她实在有很大的压力。
You know, sometimes I think of, you know, I don't have enough time to do all these things.
很多时候我们想，好像很多的事情发生，我没有足够的时间去做。
And someone said, time is actually a blessing from the Lord.
很多时候我们知道时间是神很好的祝福。
Because without time, everything would happen at the same time.
如果没有时间的先后的话，一切事情同一个时间发生的话。
So the Lord gave us time so that things would not happen all at the same time, but rather happen at a different intervals.
你看到神给我们的时间，就让事情不愿意马上同一个时间发生，有不同的先后的期许。
But time is also a constant. It always travels at a speed of 1 second per second.
而且时间也很奇妙的，它用一个很正常的速度向前走，一秒一秒的走。
So, you know, today, we seem to, you know, I think you agree with me that we don't have enough time to do everything we wanted to do.
我们都知道，我们相信你们也同意我说，我们没有足够的时间做每一个我们喜欢做的事情。
If we look at our forefathers, you know, say we go back to our grandfather, grandmother's time.
如果我们看到我们以前的祖先的时代。
They don't have automobiles.
他们没有汽车。
They don't have all the household appliances to help them.
啊，我们当时有没有说我们今天家电那么多啊帮助我们？
But they live a very happy life.
他们要过一个很愉快的生活。
But today it seems like we have so many devices and things to help us.
我们今天有很多不同的工具来帮助我们。
Yet we don't have enough time to do all the things that we wanted to do.
我们也没有足够的时间去做每一个我们喜欢做的事情。
So time is a constant.
所以时间是一个常数。
So if you want to do all these things,
如果你喜欢做所有的事情,
the only way is to speed up, you know.
唯一的办法就是你要加速的方法来做成这个事情。
So you discover that, you know, you discover that people started to talk fast.
所以你发觉到他们人呢，是说话越说越快。
They walk fast.
他越走越快。
They eat fast.
他越吃越快。
They drive fast.
而且他开车越开越快。
And they think fast.
他越想越快。
Because you wanted to be able to do all these things within a very limited amount of time.
所以你希望做成所有的事情在很短很短的时间里面。
No wonder we stress out today.
所以为什么我们今天会这么有大的压力？
One time, Satan, he called a convention.
有一次魔鬼开一个会。
Yeah, and he called many of the demons come together, say, we want to have a convention.
他叫很多很多小鬼来说，哎呀，我们开一个会。
And many of the demons come back and reported to him and saying that, oh, many people are turning to the Lord.
有一个小魔鬼来告诉那个魔鬼说很多人去信耶稣了。
What are we supposed to do?
我们怎么办呢？
So they had a convention discuss a strategy how to win people back from the Lord Jesus himself.
他们就开个会用什么办法呢把相信主耶稣 的人拉回来。
At the end of the convention, Satan got up and he said, now we have a new strategy.
撒旦在最后的时候开会完的时候他说有一个新的办法
and he said if we cannot win these people's hearts
如果我们不能赢得这帮人的心
we can take away their time
我们就把他们的时间拿走
and he said
他说
all we have to do is you know for the young people
我们对年轻的人来说
you can try to draw them to do more things
叫他们来做更多的事情
and they can get they push them to study hard
要压他们叫他们更用力的读书
and it distract them to be more successful
把他们叫他们更要他们相信更成功
so that they will spend more time in their study
所以他们就会更用更多的时间来念书
and the other people the adult people
成年的人怎么样呢
And push them to climb up the ladders.
叫他们越爬越高。
And draw them to make more money.
叫他们拼命的赚钱。
spend more time in their business.
用他们更多的时间来做他们的生意。
Spend more time at their work.
用更多的时间来做他们的工作。
Try to impress, you know, their superiors.
叫他们让他的上司更满意。
In order that they can become more successful.
让他们好像看起来更成功。
So we don't have to talk about what don't believe in the Lord Himself.
不要跟他们说不要信耶稣。
Just pressure them to have more on their plate that they need to do.
要他们有更多的事情让他们忙着来做这个事情。
And at the end they said, you know what the word busy means?
你知道最后他们这个事情是什么意思呢?
The word itself, B-U-S-Y.
这个字叫 B-U-S-Y.
And he said it's an acronym, it stands for Be Under Satan's Yoke.
叫他们来到受那个被那个魔鬼的轭。
So we see that today, I don't think that anyone is exempted from being pressured that we're falling behind.
我们每一个人都知道，我们不能免去这个感觉，就感觉好像好像我们时间不够，我们落后了。
So oftentimes we said, oh, we need to prioritize things.
所以很多时候我们要说我们要定一个先后次序。
We need to do the things that is more important.
我们也先来做一些紧比较重要的。
And the things that are less important, well, let it be. When I have time, I'll get to that.
好像有些没有那么重要的放在后面，好像没有时间了，我们就把它就不能做了。
I remember my two boys when they were young.
我记得我两个儿子当他们年轻的时候。
And one day, the family, my wife, myself, and the two boys, we were having dinner.
有一次我跟我的姊妹跟两个孩子一块用饭的时候。
And my youngest son, he would choose whatever he likes to eat.
我年幼的儿子他们会选择他喜欢吃的东西来吃。
And when he finished, he said, I'm full.
当吃完的时候我吃饱了。
May I be excused?
我可以离开了。
And then he's gone.
他就走了。
And my oldest son, he just keeps eating.
我年长的儿子的周围他不断的吃。
And my wife saw that, oh, he's eating certain type of food, you know, that of that day.
我的姊妹看到他当天他吃了某种菜。
And she gave him a little more.
他就给他多一点。
And he finished it.
他就吃完了。
And she gave him a little bit more.
再给他多一点。
All of a sudden, she broke out and she cried. He cried.
突然间他哭起来。
And we said, what's the matter? Why are you crying?
他说为什么你哭起来呢?
He said,I'm full.
他说我吃饱了。
But I haven't got to the food I like.
但是我还没有吃我喜欢吃的菜。
And you see the difference of prioritizing.
你看到怎么来排先后次序呢?
My youngest son, well, whatever he liked, he finished, that's it.
我的年幼的儿子他把喜欢吃的东西吃完就走了。
But for my oldest son, he liked to get rid of the things that is not as important.
我的年长的儿子呢，就是用了一些没有那么重要的。
That is, he wanted to get rid of the food that you know, he less the food that is not his favorite first, and then leave the favorite food at the end to enjoy.
他说他吃的东西的时候吃一些他没有那么喜欢的，把他喜欢的放在后面。
And then my wife misunderstood, thought that he liked those foods, so kept adding on to his plate.
我的姊妹不知道他的这个意思，就拼命把他以为他喜欢吃的，把拼命给他吃。
And he tried to keep up with it.
他要追上去。
And by the time he wanted to get to his favorite food,
当他要来吃他喜欢吃的菜的时候
，and he's full, he could not get to his favorite food.
他已经吃饱了，他不能用再吃了。
And we see that prioritizing, is something we every one of us we do.
我们知道，我们每个人都把很多事情排在先后次序。
How do you prioritize your day?
我们怎么把一天的事情怎么来分先后呢？
So one person, his name is Peter Drucker.
有一个人的名字叫 Peter Drucker.
And he's the management guru. He writes some management books.
你知道他是在工商界很有名的，他写了很多书。
And he says,
他说
he said, efficient is the doing the things right.
他说效率就是你做事情做得对。
But effective is doing the right thing.
这是有效的，那就是你做的对的事情。
So it's not how well you do things.
这不是你做事做得好不好。
but rather whether you're doing the right thing or not.
问题就是说你怎么做对的事情。
Here we wanted to come to another character in what we read.
我们来到, 这个故事里面的第二个人物,
and that is Mary.
就是玛利亚。
Mary gave us an impression she's a very quiet person.
玛利亚给我们, 感觉上是她很安静的一个人。
And she's also a person that she keeps the precious things in her heart.
好像她把很多很宝贵的事情放在她的心里面。
And we saw that when she anointed our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
当然我们记得在, 她说用香膏膏主耶稣的脚的时候,
the most expensive pure nard.
当时是最贵重的真拿大香膏。
And it's equivalent to a 1 year salary.
她的价值等于一个人一年的薪水。
And she used it and she wanted to give this to the Lord.
她愿意把这个香膏给主。
And she wiped the Lord's feet with her hair.
她用她的头发, 摸主耶稣的脚。
We know that Mary is one. The way that she prioritizes that what is more important to her.
玛利亚把她的先后期许就是怎么比较更重要的事情。
And she wanted to give whatever she feels is the most precious to the one she loves.
她愿意把她心里面觉得最宝贵的 来给他最宝贵的人。
And one day, little Jimmy came home late.
有一次,
Jimmy来到家，回家回到晚一点。 And mother said, "How come you're late today?"
他母亲问他说, 为什么今天来的那么晚？
And he said, "Oh, Sarah fell off her bike." And broke her bike, and I helped her.
他说那个 Sarah 在骑脚踏车的时候摔倒了，所以我帮助他。
And mother said, "How much do you know how to fix the bike?"
母亲说，你懂不懂怎么维修他那个脚踏车呢？
And little Jimmy said, "No, I don't."
他说他不懂。
But I help her to cry.
但是我帮助他哭起来。
You know, sometimes that we look at things differently when what the Lord sees.
很多时候我们看事情好像跟我们的主看起来是不一样的。
If there is a problem, we want to fix it right away.
如果我们来到一个问题, 我们希望把问题解决。
If somebody is sick, we wanted to pray that person to be healed right away.
很多时候我们看到有人病倒了, 我们祷告说, 哎呀, 希望这个病好起来。
Someone lost his job.
有很多时候他们有人失去他的工作。
And we want to do everything to help that person to gain new employment.
我们很多时候帮助他, 这个人, 帮助他找到了新的工作。
But we forget about the heart of that person.
我们很多时候忘记了他这个人的心。
You know, the Lord said that Mary had chosen the good part.
主耶稣说, 玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分。
And there's no one can take away from her.
没有人能够把她夺去的。
Now, what did Mary do?
玛利亚做了什么呢?
Mary sat at the feet of the Lord.
玛利亚坐在主耶稣的脚前。
So did all his disciples.
要跟其他的门徒一样。
The disciples also sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
门徒们也坐在主耶稣的脚前。
And the disciples probably sit many, many more times than Mary did.
他的门徒可能已经坐了主耶稣的脚前很多很多的事。
How come the Lord only point at Mary and saying that Mary had chosen the best part?
为什么主耶稣只对玛利亚说她已经选择了上好的福分呢?
We didn't remember that the Lord had said to any of the disciples.
我们没有记得好像主耶稣跟别的门徒这样说过。
And I believe that the Lord saw the heart of Mary.
我相信主耶稣看到玛利亚的心。
Her heart is towards the Lord.
她的心是向着主的。
Today we are greatly affected by our responsibilities.
今天我们被很多我们的责任, 占据了我们的整个人的心。
Our family.
我的家庭的,
our work.
我们工作的,
even in our service before the Lord.
就算在我们的服事上面也是这样子。
We don't have enough time to to do all these things.
我们没有足够的时间做所有的这些事情。
So often we prioritize what is the most important things we do first.
所以很多时候我们就看哪一个重要我们先做。
I know myself.
我知道我自己。
I'm just like my older son.
好像我大儿子一样。
I wanted to get the things that need to be done first.
我愿意把需要先做的先做起来。
And if whatever is left, then I will give it to the Lord.
然后呢，把剩下来的我们就交给主。
Last night we were at a Bible study.
昨天晚上我在查经班里面。
And our brother Timothy was leading, sharing Luke chapter 12.
我们的郭立松当时就带领去读那个路加十二章。
And the last part of the chapter, it mentioned a widow.
在这个在上星期的末了的时候，看到一个寡妇。
And the Lord was sitting at the temple.
主耶稣坐在那个城门。
And then he was looking at people to put money into that offering box.
主耶稣看到很多人奉献，怎么把钱放在那个奉献箱里面。
And then many people come and they put a lot of money.
很多人经过就放了很多的钱进去。
The Lord knows how much they put in.
主耶稣知道他放了多少钱。
The Lord never comment anything.
主耶稣没有说什么。
Until a widow came.
直到一个寡妇来到。
She put in 2 pennies.
她放到2个小钱。
And the Lord commanded this to, no, the Lord called his disciples to come.
主耶稣就叫他的门徒来。
And he said that many put in whatever is excessive, whatever is what they do not need, they put into this.
很多人奉献就把他多余的剩下来的奉献。
But this widow put in all she has.
但是这个妇人把她所有的都奉献了。
She put in her living. Whatever she depends on her living, she put into this box.
那个妇人把她所有养生的都放进去了。
And the Lord commanded, this widow is the one that the Lord said, well, actually earlier, the Lord was speaking to the people and saying that, and they were asking him what it was the greatest commandment in the Bible.
当主耶稣先前在跟他们说话的时候，有人问他在什么是最大的诫命呢？
And the Lord said that to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength.
主耶稣回答说，你要把尽心尽性的尽力的去爱主你的神。
And this widow is an example of what the Lord would say.
这个妇人所摆上的就是这个爱的一个例子。
And we see that this is what the Lord what the Lord accepts.
这个你看到主耶稣这样说的。
A few years ago, one day,
在多年前有一天,
In Toronto, we experienced a great power blackout.
在多伦多我们经历了一个很大的停电。
And the whole city was in darkness.
整个城市都在黑暗里面。
My wife and I, you know, we had some, basically some dry food for dinner, because we cannot cook.
我的姊妹跟我好像当天晚上是吃了一顿干粮，因为不能烧菜了。
And after dinner, there's nothing you can do. It's total darkness.
因为吃完饭以后，因为全部是黑的，没有电，什么都不能做。
So we went onto the porch.
我来到那个阳台。
And we look up into the sky.
我们望望天上的星星。
And we see so many stars in the sky.
我看到很多星星在天上面。
And I never realized that there's so many stars.
我从来没有想到原来那么多的星星在天上面。
I think because, you know, when there's power, there's so much light, you know, in the city, you can't see all these stars.
我相信在有电的时候, 因为太多光了, 灯了,
but that night, the Lord prepared a time for us to just sit there.
当天晚上主安排了我们看到就坐在这个阳台里面看到
There's nothing you can do.
没有别的事情你可以做了
But you look up into the sky.
你望着天上面
And I was thinking that how much I missed the work, the handiwork of the Lord.
我在想我们好像很多神奇妙的作为我们好像都没有看到
Every day we were busy doing all kinds of things.
我们每天都很忙碌地做这个做那个。And
it would have not taken time to really to consider the creation, the beautiful creation of the Lord.
很多时候因为忙碌的缘故我们没有想到神创造的奇妙。
And the Lord told us that in Matthew 6:33, I think we are very familiar. Seek ye first.
我们在马太福音大家都知道我们先求他的国
and all his righteousness
还有他的义
and all these things shall be added unto you
其他的我们所需要的他都嫁给我们
one time there was a plane crash
有一次一个飞机出了事情
and there were only a few survival
只有很少数人生还
the plane crashed into a very remote country
当时那个飞机在摔下在一个乡下的地方
And the rescue team had no idea where the plane had crashed
拯救的人找不到这个飞机在哪里摔下来
And the few survivors knew that there's no way people is going to come and rescue them
当时生还的没有人知道不知道那个拯救队怎么来救他们
So they decided they're going to hike over the mountain and into another place, which they think that they would be able to come into some civilization.
他盼望能够只有靠着自己走到另外一个比较有文明的地方.
But because the hike may take a few days,
因为这个走呢，走路呢要走好几天.
So they decided they have to take the necessary things with them in order to get to that.
他们要一人带的一些必须的东西跟他们一道走.
And there's one young man, and he looked at the things that in the plane.
当然有一个年轻人看到飞机上面还有什么东西。
So he decided he needs his laptop.
他需要他的 手提电脑。
And he thinks that, well, I need my money.
我想我还要他我的钱。
And also a sample that he brought with him on his business trip, he said, I need to take that along with me.
他还要带一个他的样本，本来他做生意的时候有一个样本，他觉得他需要这个。
And there's also some expensive clothes that he doesn't want to leave behind.
还有一些比较, 贵重的衣服他不愿意放在那边。
So he packed, you know, a very big pack, you know, to carry with him.
所以他就把这个都打包起来，背起来的。
And he wanted to hike, you know, over the mountain to the civilization.
他们就爬过这个山，就去到另外一个文明的地方。
And then another man just took a little package with him.
另外一个人就带了一个很小的包。
And the young man asked, he said that, how come you only take this little bit of things with you?
这个年轻的人问这个年长的人，为什么你带那么少的东西？
How do you decide what to pack?
你怎么决定你应当带什么东西?
And then the other man said, it's very simple.
他另外人就说很简单。
I only take what will help me to get there.
我只带的一些东西带到能够令我去那个地方。
Anything that would hinder me to get there.
任何一个事情能够阻扰我去那个地方的。
Would be a burden to me.
对我来说是个负担的。
It would not help me.
他们这些 多余的东西不会帮助我
And I think today the Lord is speaking to us
我相信今天主向我们说话
We're busy and we try to do many many things
我们很忙碌希望做到很多很多的事情
But how many of these things will help us to get to that place that we wanted to go
这些事情有多少真的是我们需要的带我们去的另外一个地方
The Lord commanded that Mary has chosen the best part.
主耶稣对说，就是玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分。
And I believe that the Lord is speaking of Mary's heart.
我相信主耶稣是向着玛利亚的心来说的。
The reason that he only commanded that Mary has chosen the good part rather than any of the other ones.
他说那个玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，也没有跟别的人家说。
He never said the same thing to his disciples.
他没有向他的门徒说同样的话。
Neither he commanded the same thing to the Pharisees or the scribes.
他也没有向那个法利赛人跟那个文士说这个话。
And I believe the Lord is speaking of the heart of Mary.
我们相信主耶稣是对着那个玛利亚的心来说这个话。
And I feel that today, because of all the pressures that we face,
我们今天面对很多不同的危机,
and I believe that the Lord is asking us, what is more important in your life?
主耶稣问我们,
how do you prioritize your day?
你一天的事情你怎么来分它的先后呢?
The Lord said that seek ye first and the kingdom and his righteousness.
耶稣说先求他的国跟他的义,
and all these things shall be added to you.
其他的事情都会加给你们。
The Lord already given us a formula how to prioritize your things.
其实主耶稣已经给我们一个方法了，怎么把我们的先后期序排好。
You know, the Lord loved to spend time with us.
你知道主耶稣很喜欢跟我们有一块的时间。
But we're so busy.
但是我们太忙了。
We may have 10 minutes before we go to bed for the Lord.
可能我们每天上床睡觉以前有10分钟。
Or when we do our morning watch, we keep looking at our watches.
可能我们早晨晨更的时候，我们好像，哎呀，就看到我们的表。
5 more minutes.
再有5分钟。
2 more minutes.
就2分钟。
How can you concentrate?
我们怎么能够集中精神呢？
We actually. I have the experience often that when I was doing my morning watch, I was already thinking about the things I need to do for the day.
很多时候我们在神更的时候，我们在想着我们今天还要做什么事情。
How can we have time to listen to the Lord?
我们哪里有时间呢？真的听着神的话呢？
How could even the Lord have a chance to speak to us?
我们怎么能够让神有时间向我们说话呢？
There was a man one time, actually, let me rephrase it. There was a sister one day, he came to a pastor.
有一天有个姊妹来到他的传道人面前。
And she said that, my father is very sick.
他跟他说他的父亲病倒了。
Would you go and visit and pray with him?
你愿不愿意来到看他，来跟他一道有祷告？
And the pastor said, of course, you know, I'll be very happy to go and visit your father.
那个牧师说，我很愿意去，很喜欢去看你的父亲。
So one evening he went to the house that the sister, the address that the sister gave him, and he went to that house.
所以有一天晚上，那个牧师按照他那个姊妹给他的地址，就去那个地方。
And he knocked on the door.
他敲门。
And the door was open, so he went in.
所以这个门没有锁，所以他就进去了。
And he went into the living room, there was no one.
看到那个客厅里面没有人。
Then he went into the bedroom.
他来到那个卧房。
And he saw an older man was sitting up in the bed.
他有一个老人家，就好像在床上。
Sort of sitting up a little bit.
他好像坐在床上。
And next to the old man, there was a chair.
在床的旁边有一个椅子。So
he thought that, oh, this man was expecting me, so he went into the room.
所以他感觉到这个老人家可能盼望我今天晚上来，所以他进去了。So
he sat down in the chair.
所以他坐在椅子上面。And
then the old man opened his eyes.
所以那个老人家就打开他的眼睛。And
when he saw this pastor, he was shocked.
当他看到这个牧师的时候，他有点惊，就是吃了一惊。
And he said, who are you?
他说你是谁啊？
He said, are you Jesus?
你是不是耶稣呢？
And the pastor said, was very surprised. No, your daughter told me to come and visit you.
这个牧师说，不，是你的女儿请我来看你的。
And he said, I didn't know that.
这个老人家说，我不知道。
And the pastor said, because I saw the chair there, so I sat down. I thought that you were expecting me.
那个牧师说，你哪边有个椅子，所以我坐下来，我以为你是盼望我来。
He said, no, my daughter didn't tell me that.
这个老人家说，我女儿没有告诉我。
He said, I put the chair there for a reason.
他说我把椅子放在哪边是有原因的。
He said that I find it very difficult to pray to the Lord.
我发觉到我很觉得很困难，怎么向耶稣来祷告
？Or to fellowship with the Lord.
或者我怎么跟主耶稣有交通
？He said that when I pray, I just often ask the Lord to give me things.
很多时候我们祷告就向主要求这个，要求那个。
To ask the Lord to bless me.
要求主祝福我。
Or the Lord to do things for me.
我在求主耶稣帮我做这个，帮我做那个。
And after I finish saying that, I don't know what else to say.
当我们说完这个事情，不晓得还有别的话要说。
So that's all I pray.
所以这是我祷告的事情。
But one day someone told me.
但是有人跟我说。
He said, "You try put a chair in front of you."
如果你把你的旁边放一个椅子的话。
And you just imagine.The Lord was sitting in the chair.
你再想想看，如果主耶稣坐在哪边，在你旁边的话。
And then when you pray to Him,
当你向他祷告的时候
，you just imagine the Lord was sitting there having a conversation with you.
你的感觉到好像主耶稣坐在哪边跟你有交通。
And then He said, "I find it very helpful."
我发觉他这个对我很大的帮助。
So this is what I do. I put a chair.Next to me.
所以我就把一个椅子放在我旁边。
Every time when I spend time with the Lord.
当我每次跟主耶稣有时间在一块的时候。
I sense that he's sitting right in front of me.
我感觉他在坐在我的旁边。
Just like a friend.
好像一个朋友一样。
So I can talk to him.
所以我跟他可以向他说话。
And I begin to have this relationship built up with the Lord.
所以我就有跟主耶稣有建立这个关系。
And I can hear the Lord speaking to me.
我也听到主耶稣向我说话。
You know, this is often I feel that this is what we need today.
所以我感觉到今天我们需要这个。
Not only that we need to spend time with the Lord.
不单是我们要跟主有时间在一块。
But we need to have an intimate time with the Lord.
我们有需要一个很密切的一个关系。
Yes, we come to the meeting together with brothers and sisters.
当然我们来聚会跟弟兄姊妹在一块。
We have prayer meetings.
我们有祷告聚会。
We have Bible studies.
我们有查经的聚会。
We have a fellowship meeting.
我们有交通的聚会。
The Lord bless all these meetings.
我们主耶稣都祝福这些聚会。
But do you have a personal relationship with the Lord?
究竟你有没有个人私人的时间在跟主一块呢？
Can you tell what is really deep in your heart to the Lord?
你能不能向主把你心中最深处的话跟主有交通呢？
And hearing the Lord speaking to you.
要听到主耶稣向你说话呢？
And I believe that we need to have that kind of a relationship with the Lord.
我相信我们需要有这样的关系跟主耶稣有这样的对话。
We need to prioritize our days.
我们需要把一天的先后秩序排好。
What is the more valuable things in our lives?
究竟我们的人生里面有什么事情比较宝贵呢？
What are the things that will help us to get there?
我们需要什么事情来去那个地方呢？
We need to spend time with the Lord.
我们需要跟主有时间。
We need to prioritize and put away a certain time specifically for the Lord.
我们要把有些预备一些时间，要跟主一块。
The Lord told us that you need to go into your inner room.
主耶稣要说，要我们进到内室。
Close your door.
关起门来。
There you pray to the Father.
我们在哪边跟我们的父神祷告。
You know, time is the most valuable commodity in our life.
我们今天在我们人生里面，好像时间是最重要的一个产品。
Somebody said that money is important.
有人说金钱很重要。
But if you lose your money, you can spend time and then you can make some money back.
好像你失去了金钱，好像你还可以用一点时间去把这个钱赚回来。
But if time is gone, you can never get it back.
但是如果时间过了，你没有办法把它拿回来。
I think the Lord is calling us to offer the most valuable things in our life to Him.
我相信主向我们要求就是把我们人生最重要的事情献给他。
And that is our time.
这个就是我们的时间。
Here he said to once again he said to Mary, he said to Martha.
主耶稣在这里跟马大说。
He wasn't admonishing Martha.
他不是说去责备马大。
Because he said, Martha, Martha.
他说马大马大。
And you worry about many things about.You worry about too many things. You worry and upset about many things.
他说你为了许多的事情忧虑又烦。
But only one thing is needed.
他说只有一件事是不可少的。
And that is Mary had chosen the best part.
就是玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分。
And it will not be taken away from her.
是不能夺去的。
Today, do we have anything that the Lord can command and say that?You have chosen the best part.
今天主能不能跟我们说，你已经选择了上好的福分了？
And I believe that today we in our life today.
我相信在今天我们的生活里面
，we need hands like Martha. We need our hands like Martha.
我们需要我们的手好像马大一样。
But more importantly, we need a heart like Mary.
更重要的就是我们有一个心，好像玛利亚一样。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for sharing your heart with us this morning.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为你跟我们交通你的心。
We have to confess how many times that we worry.And trouble with many things in life.
我们承认我们在一生当中很多的事情，很多的忧烦，都困扰我们。
But you told us that there's only one thing that is needed.
但主耶稣说，只有一个事情不可少的。
And that is to spend time with you.
就是我们跟你有时间。
May you speak to our hearts today.
今天愿意你向我们的心说话。
That we wanted to offer you and give you the most.Important thing in our life.
我们愿意把我们一生当中最主重要的事情来献给你。
That is to spend time before your feet.
就是来到你的脚前，来跟你有一块的时间。
May you bless your own word, Lord.
求主你祝福你的话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.